Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. We've got some interesting things going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You have seen all the news, I guess, about the weather and all that kind of thing. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Some of it's related to some things I have some pretty strong recommendations on that I'll try to help you with. We've been at a show down in the valley, down the Rio Grande Valley the last few days. In fact, I stayed down there a couple of days longer than I was intending to because I couldn't get back to Dallas because of the incredible weather, the snow that we've had. And the worst part of that story was that it froze in the valley. It froze in McAllen and down there with the citrus crops and all that. And I haven't talked to any of my friends that are in the business down there yet about what kind of damage they had, but they definitely got under freezing. There was sleet and ice all over everything. They shut down the main roads between McAllen and the airport, and had to drive on the service roads, and it was a mess. But we finally got back, flying Southwest through Austin. Most of the flights were shut down. Those of you that are trying to get into Dallas for the Super Bowl game, I hope you're having luck. Logan is working at a hotel, helping a hotel with service and everything. She said that things were really slow, so I guess this has hurt the business of a bunch of businesses. Hopefully it'll pick up today as it gets a little warmer. If you want to be on the show with me and talk about ice and snow and things related to that, plants and whatnot, there's not a lot we can do about the plants. It's a little late for that, but we'll talk about that to a degree. I want to talk about what to put out for slippage on ice and everything. Most people put out the wrong stuff. But the number to be with us is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I had the bright idea this morning that I would drive across a secondary road. It's called Northwest Highway here in Dallas, rather than getting out on the highways, because I heard on the various radio news programs that there were wrecks here and there. So I took the secondary route, and that was a mistake. They were solid ice. They hadn't done any maintenance at all. I was really, really surprised. In fact, a little concerned about it, because there's some dangerous stuff out there, some slick spots and some spots where it's just really rough and you don't have any problem at all. Some people going too fast. There were people spun out and have wrecks all over the place. In fact, I barely missed a couple myself. Somebody was coming out of a filling station down a ramp, down a driveway, you know, like it was just a regular day out there. And I barely got by, and that person just slid right out in the middle of the road, barely missed me as I went by. So those of you in the areas where there is ice and snow, be really careful out there. Slow speeds is one big recommendation. For those of you in the cities and the counties and making the decisions on stuff, get some sand out on the ice, for Pete's sakes. The only thing they had treated as I drove in were the overpasses. And that's great, except it's been way below freezing for a long time, and the roads are frozen too. It's not just the overpasses. So I'm a little curious about why more hasn't been done about that. One of the things that a lot of people do, especially homeowners and businesses, will go grab salt and go out and throw it out all over the place on ice, and it's the worst thing in the world to do. That stuff is soluble and goes right down into the water stream, and if everybody doing it, that's a problem. If you put out synthetic fertilizer, it's the same thing, because synthetic fertilizers are salt. That's one reason we don't recommend them, ever. We recommend organic fertilizers. If you put out organic fertilizer, that's a lot better. If you put out one that's a manure base and you get tracking in your house, that's probably not the best idea in the world. But you can use those things. What I personally use and what I've recommended as a consultant on commercial landscapes, and I could talk about on the show, and we've written about a lot, is lava sand. Lava sand or decomposed granite or basalt, some kind of volcanic sand that's real angular, that's the best thing in the world you can put out, because as it gets kicked into the turf and into beds and washes down into the water stream, it not only doesn't hurt anything, but it's very beneficial, just the opposite of what happens if you put out salt and fertilizers. Nothing but bad comes from that, other than it helps to melt and takes the slickness off, but you can do that with things that aren't an environmental problem. And in most cases, they don't cost as much either. You just have to get enough out there to set up a little traction on the ice, and it is real long-lasting, and it works. It's great. So give it a shot. If you still haven't put out anything on your ice, forget the salt. Salt is a very, very bad thing to do. The other thing is, a lot of people, especially people in the second hour today and tomorrow on the Dirt Doctor Show, are going to be calling about plants, I'm sure. Well, just in general, once the damage has been done, once the cold weather is there, there's nothing much you can do. The heavy snow actually functions as an antifreeze, a protection to some degree. So don't worry about the snow at all. Ice covering's no problem. It's the temperature that's the issue. If you have been using an organic program, which, of course, we recommend, and in that program using Garrett juice, which contains seaweed, or using some kind of a spray that has seaweed in it, and you're using sugars like molasses and cornmeal and all the things that we recommend, you will have more sugar, higher Brix in your plants related to the trace minerals in the plants, and you're going to have greater freeze tolerance. You won't have as much freeze damage. Will you have some? It's possible. Depends on if you push the envelope a little bit and planted things a little early, which I did. I'm experimenting with some things, and I didn't even cover with floating row cover in a couple of cases because I wanted to see exactly what would happen. And we'll give you reports on all that with photographs and descriptions in writing on the website, and also we'll talk about it on the show. But is there anything you can do at this point with covering or spraying that's going to help you? And the answer is no, unless you live somewhere where you are still above freezing and you've got some freezing weather coming. Going out and spraying with something that contains seaweed will help you, but for most people, that's not the case. Damage is already done, and all you can do is wait and see what happens as things thaw out. Also, some questions about interior plants. We just got back from this Texas Plant and Soil Lab show down in Edinburgh, like I was talking about. And a lot of people were there giving presentations and talking about their recommendations on fertilizers and sprays and trace minerals and things like that. And there was some conversation about potting soils, what to use for plants inside. And we make it really simple. We recommend potting soils that don't have any peat moss or bark, that have instead compost and coconut fiber and rock materials, sugars, things like that. They're a little harder to find. You can get information on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Those of you that have stores, retail stores, or landscape businesses, you can contact us about availability of products through the website naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's the wholesale distribution company that handles those kinds of things. But for homeowners, whether you've got orchids or just really easy to grow things like pothos and dracaenas or anything in between already in some soil, and you're trying to switch over to an organic program and not have to fertilize as often and not have to water as much on your interior plants, use the Garrett juice mixture as your fertilizer. There's nothing better. And of course, the formula is on the website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books. You can buy it commercially if you don't want to mix it yourself, but it's simply compost tea, vinegar, apple cider vinegar, seaweed, molasses. And if you want to give it more horsepower, you can put in fish. Fish will have a little bit of odor, although the fish hydrolyzates, the liquid fish products that are on the market now are not bad at all and are neutralized by the molasses that goes in the product. But treating the soil, the growing material, and the foliage of interior plants with that mixture is nothing better that you can do. Be careful. Don't spray it all over the wallpaper or things like that. But it's great inside. We'll talk about more of that after this. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and valued. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Zeolite is a very important amendment in my soil building recommendations, and there's a specific product I recommend. It's called Zeotech. They also have kitty crystals, the best cat litter in the world, critter crystals for other small pets, Z-quine for the horse stalls, Zeobride for the pool filter, and Turfaid is what we use for bed preparation and potting soil. For information, go to zeotech.corp or check with your local nursery, feed store, and hardware store and ask for specifically Zeotech Zeolite.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford, and they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and continue to talk about the management of plants inside. A lot of you probably think that some plants inside are too hard to maintain and too much trouble. But my wife, Judy, has taught me something that is really important because it applies to one of the plants that's considered to be the hardest to grow, I guess, but it's really not, especially with this natural organic program, and that's orchids. Orchids are actually pretty easy, and they're really a lot of fun. They'll rebloom with this simple program that I'm going to tell you about. You don't have to have a greenhouse situation to do that. The more light you have, the better, but you can get good quality, buy as good a quality orchids as you can find to begin with. And fertilize on a once every 2 weeks basis with Garrett juice down in the roots, whatever the potting medium is. A lot of the orchids that you'll buy at the normal stores will be on bark and organic matter, organic materials like that. I recommend lava sand or lava gravel, rather, not the sand, the gravel, the pieces that are half inch to an inch or so in size. Same stuff that you would buy in the stores that's decorative gravel that you would use as a mulch or same stuff basically that would go in barbecue grills in either color, black or red. And you may be surprised that that's such a good way to go, but it is. One of the best growers I've ever run into of orchids was growing his orchids in nothing but lava gravel. There was no soil, there was no bark, there was no any kind of normal potting material at all, just lava gravel. Now he did something that I ask about and I've scratched my head about a little bit and still have mixed feelings about, but he put styrofoam peanuts in the bottom of the pot. He filled about half the pot up with the styrofoam packing peanuts, and then the lava gravel was just on top of that, and the roots just grew around and on the lava gravel. Lava holds moisture for a very long period of time. You can plant little trees on lava rocks, and if you keep the moisture there until the roots dig in, so to speak, attach. A whole lot of plants will grow over the top of a lava rock. It's a really neat way to do a little plant to use for table decorations and just to have as an interesting plant in the house. And that's how the roots of the orchids work. They just grow in and around the lava and get their water and nutrients from the lava. When you fertilize, the garret juice goes inside the lava gravel, and you don't have to do it very often. In fact, you can probably get away with doing the fertilizing with garret juice about once a month. You do not want to fertilize even the roots when the plants are in bloom. When they start setting buds, and they'll come back into bloom for you quicker than you realize with this simple approach, not keeping them too wet, not letting them get too dry. In other words, just being reasonable about it and using the garret juice mixture as your fertilizer, you really will be surprised how well they'll bloom for you. Just remember to not fertilize when they're setting buds or when they're in flower, because you'll limit the time they are in bloom. Once the flowers of orchids or other plants, for that matter, too, have faded completely, that's when you start your regular fertilization again. And you can do it kind of depending on how strong you make your garret juice mix. You can use the formula that I recommend that I have on dirtdoctor.com or that's recommended in the commercial products that are available. Or you can cut that recommendation in half and fertilize a little bit more often. Some of my friends, in fact, one of my business partners, it's one of the owners of the natural organic warehouse that does the distribution of organic products for agriculture and landscape people and golf courses and all kinds of big stuff. One of the things that we do there is we use one of the things that my partner does, who's in the blueberry and blackberry growing business, he puts a little bit of garret juice and the biological product called Thrive in the water every time he waters, every single time. There's a lot of people that do that. There may be a question. In fact, he and I we've been talking about it, and I've been gigging him about it a little bit, that we might be able to cut back a little bit on that once the soil, these are plants in the soil, once that soil is really, really healthy and super biologically alive and all that, you may not need to put any fertilizer in that often. But on the other hand, and this is his argument, it's working so beautifully, it's unreal. These blueberries are gigantic. They are from nickel size to larger. Taste is wonderful. Brix level, sugar level is real high. And he's growing the blackberries and the blueberries especially in an area of Kansas where everybody told him he couldn't do it. So this very simple approach of fertilizing with what we call garret juice gives you tremendous possibilities, tremendous odds of success, no matter what kind of plant that you're growing. I was talking to some people at the seminar, Texas Plant Soil Lab seminar, about it. Garret juice is more than a product. It's not really a product. It's a concept more than anything. It's a concept of putting together into one material, one mix, a whole bunch of things that we recommend that you would normally have to buy this product and that product and this product and that product, put them all out. They're all together. I'll talk about the formula and what each one of the ingredients in the formula does when I come back, so you can understand why it works so well when you use it on orchids or any other plants. And orchids, for a lot of us, about all we can do right now, something indoors. Howard Garrett, be right back.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram in fine independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, as most of you know, I have a new dog. His name is Tater. And he's great. He makes me laugh every day. That's one of my favorite things about dogs. Got him from the SPCA. He's on the Munster Natural Dog Foods. We have all of them because I'm always trying to find out which ones are the best for different kinds of dogs, different breeds, different sizes. And all I can tell you right now is that Tater and Hannah, who we've had for a longer period of time, like all of them. The green bag for normally active dogs, the red bag for mothers, athletes and puppies, and even the new chicken and rice formula that doesn't have corn or wheat. The only one I don't really use is the blue bag, which is for the older and slower dogs. We don't have any of them right now. They're all great. Give them a try. You can find them at your local store. If not, check MunsterMilling.com or go to DirtDoctor.com for Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. And talking about this Garrett juice mixture, it's a formula, it's a concept. It's a concept of putting together a whole bunch of things that work together really well that do all of the things that you want a fertilizer, an organic fertilizer to do. But it actually, the mixture does more than that. That's why we say it's maybe more than just a mixture. It's actually a concept of a different way to fertilize. And it works as a foliar as well as a soil drench and a fertilizer in the ground. Functions as a root stimulator. It functions as a bud setter and a flower enhancer. I had a fellow, really interesting character that I met in Houston one time. I was doing a book signing there, made a quick appearance and did a book signing in. The fellow that maintained the inventory there had been there a long time. He was a rough old character, and he came up and said, "I want to talk to you about that Garrett juice." And I thought, oh, boy, here we go. He's going to tell me I need to be using Miracle-Gro or Peter's 20-20-20 or some synthetic thing. But no, not at all. He said he'd been in the business, 40 years or whatever, and he said the main thing of importance in a nursery is how good the plant material looked, and a big part of that look was to have the flowers, the flowering plants, in flower. And so I was a little curious about where he was going. And he said, yeah, I use that Garrett juice that you recommend. And he said, I've never seen a product bring plants in my inventory into bloom better and more efficiently than Garrett juice does. And I said, well, I really appreciate that. I didn't quite realize that. I know that everything does well, but I'd never noticed that specific thing. So thanks for the tip. Let's talk about the ingredients in it, and you can make your own, like I said, or you can buy it. It's available if you want to buy the commercial stuff through the Green Living store that's on dirtdoctor.com, and you might want to try the commercial version. You might want to try your own, see which way works the best, because there are a few things you can do to make it a little different. It's one of the nice things about the concept of Garrett juice. First of all, there's compost tea in it. But compost tea has a bunch of variables. You can make a compost tea from your own compost if you have some sort of a composting operation. And whether you live in an apartment or a big estate or a ranch, you can have compost. You can put things, old food products and coffees and leaves that you grind up and crush together with sugars and leave them in place, and it'll break down into a compost. So anybody can make compost, no matter how large your property or your home is. And then you take the you soak the compost in water and make a real nice dark tea. And in the formula, per gallon of Garrett juice, there'll be 1 cup of the dark concentrated compost in the gallon mixture. That's the first thing that goes in the mix. You can go to the feed store or hardware store or nursery garden center and buy compost tea for a lot of you. Some of you in the country, that's not available, but you can also always buy something that will function. A lot of the nurseries have what's called humate, liquid humate. I don't have any problem substituting it for the compost tea. In fact, we do that as well from time to time. Liquid humate is made from humates that are basically low-grade lignite coal. Some of them are made out of other materials, but for the most part, liquid humate is made from low-grade lignite coal. You can use a cup of that in your mixture for the compost tea. So in a gallon mixture, we've got 1 cup of compost tea or liquid humate. For those of you saying, I can't get any of those things, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, let's do coffee. Let's use old coffee grounds, save them, or go to the nearest store, the nearest restaurant, and get them to give you some coffee grounds. If they will put them in a bag for you and save them, you can go by and pick them up from time to time. It's just a fantastic organic fertilizer. And you go to the coffee shops, and they sometimes have it available too. Put the old coffee grounds in water, let it soak, make a nice dark tea. It's going to be an old stale coffee is what it's going to be. And you can use that, the nice, dense, concentrated coffee, as your compost tea. It worked fine. So we got 1 cup of that, however you're going to make it in this gallon mix. The rest of the mix is 1 ounce of each one of the next ingredients, so it's really easy to remember. 1 cup of compost tea made from any of those things, and then 1 ounce of fish, seaweed, sugar, and vinegar. Those 4 things. Now, if you're just going to use it inside the house, the fish is the one that if you're bothered by a fish smell, you can leave that out. It works better with it. Don't get me wrong, but you can leave it out. In fact, the original Garrett juice mixture did not have a fish in it, because when I first started teaching people how to use an organic program, I had fish and seaweed as my main spray and fertilizer, and a lot of people objected to the smell. Well, back in those days, we didn't have fish hydrolysate, liquid fish, available. We had fish emulsion available. And fish emulsion is made, first of all, with chemicals, and it's made from the guts and the waste of fish, And it's a terrible smelling product. I don't really recommend it anymore as a result. And it's not nearly as good as fish hydrolyzate. And what fish hydrolyzate is, it's the entire fish crushed and turned into, and it's certain species of fish that work real well. The people that are in that business tend to use very, very small numbers of species in this mix. But they crush the fish and make an oil, and you know, it's filtered out, and it doesn't have a terrible, it has a fish smell, but it's not terrible at all. And it's more organic, it's more pure, it's not contaminated with chemicals, and it's a much, much better way to go. Any nursery, any garden center, any feed store, any hardware store can get it for you, can get any of these things for you. You can tell them to just to do it, and they ought to be able to get it through their current distribution. And if they say, no, those people don't have it, I can't get it, well, tell them to contact us. Tell them to contact the Natural Organic Warehouse through naturalorganicwarehouse.com, and we can get it for them. We can tell them how to get it. But the one-ounce ingredients in this gallon Garrett juice, first of all, fish hydrolyzate or liquid fish. The second is seaweed. Now, seaweed is going to be a little easier to find. Fish and seaweed both should be in your nurseries, and if they're not, the people are just hard-headed if they won't get those materials for you. Those are pretty easy. Again, all the stuff is available mail order if all else fails. The third ingredient that goes in at 1 ounce per gallon is sugar. Now, you can use white sugar. You can use brown sugar. You can use any kind of sugar that you happen to have around that you didn't want to use for food anymore or whatever. The best molasses, the best is molasses, and the darker it is, the better it is. We used to say just get blackstrap molasses because it's the best, and it is. It's loaded with nutrients. It's terrific. But it's really thick. It's a little bit harder to work with, and it's a little bit harder to find. So what we use more commonly is called agricultural or horticultural molasses, and it is not in every retail store across the country out there, but every retail store across the country can very easily get it. All they've got to do, again, is tell their tell your garden center to contact their local their distributor that they work with their local store and to get the stuff. And if they want to do it, again, the mail order way is the way to go. But 1 ounce of fish, 1 ounce of seaweed, 1 ounce of sugar, molasses being the best one to get. And if you did an organic molasses, of course, we like that the best, but a lot of people don't go to that much trouble. They don't use anything but a regular molasses that's used in cattle feed, basically, is where it's used the most. And one little tip for you there, when you're buying molasses, molasses by itself is a good tool to put in your sprays and spray, mix into the compost, all kinds of things. Stimulates biological activity and helps get the soil healthy. There are some molasses products on the market that contain synthetic fertilizers. They're sold as molasses feed. And they're okay. They're pretty darn good fertilizers. Some people that are farmers and ranchers that are converting over to organics will switch to molasses feed as their first step toward being totally organic. You couldn't be certified organic if you used molasses feed because it has urea and a little bit of other organic, not organic, but synthetic fertilizers in the product. Because you got all the carbon from the molasses in it mixed with the synthetic fertilizers, there's buffering that goes on there. And so I don't have a huge problem with it, but it's not something that is pure organic if you're trying to go that route. The final ingredient in Garrett juice is it's very important, and we had a lot of conversation about it at the Texas Plant and Soil Lab conference down in the valley, down in McAllen these past few days. I talked to people all over the country that are of a like mind, that do mixtures that are Garrett juice-like. I have a friend we've never met in person. We've just met by telephone and email in Georgia that uses a mixture that is a liquid humate, a hybrid sugar, fish, and seaweed It's missing one element, one ingredient that I like. I got a friend here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. You may have heard him on the show before, Sabino Cortez. He does a mixture of compost tea and molasses and a trace mineral product called Floristem that I'm going to be talking about more and more. It's a great trace mineral product. But he leaves out one ingredient that I think is very, very important. Got some other people that make a form of this thing we call Garrett juice, and all of them, golf course superintendents that use organic techniques tended to leave out this one ingredient. They're all adding it or considering adding it, and I'm hoping to get them all on board. But what it is apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar functions in a whole bunch of ways. We'll go back through and talk about the function of each one of these and exactly what it does. You don't have to know it because it all works in a holistic way. All these things working together give you more than the addition of all five of them added together. But it's good for you to know what each one of these ingredients does for the soil and the plants and everything. And we'll talk specifically a lot about vinegar and how you can use it in all kinds of ways, including when you water your interior plants. I'll be back. One of the most common communications I receive is how great planting is after using Alpha Biosystems Thrive. There's a lot of other products on the market that have Thrive in the name, but be sure that the one you get is the one I'm talking about. It's alphabiosystems.com, the website. That telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Great for all your plants, but especially plants that aren't doing as well as you would like. Thrive.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products, like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Roddy Howard back with you. And by the way, before I finish talking about vinegar and the final formula and ideas about this Garrett juice thing, Facebook, I've been putting some information on the Facebook about the roads and the treatment of ice and that kind of thing. A couple of people are jumping in, and if you've got some ideas, please do. But also, if anybody can help me with Facebook, please do. Every time I try to sign into the stupid thing, from my website or whatever, it asked me to sign in again. It takes me to the wrong place. We've got an old Facebook site on there that has a picture of me and Tully there, but it's an inactive Facebook page, and you have to go to the one that's called Dirt Doctor to get to the wall and all of the stuff there. If anybody has a simple explanation of how that goofy thing works, I'm too old to understand all this new stuff. But back to the Garrett juice thing, the vinegar was added to the formula. And by the way, that formula developed over a period of years. As I was talking about organic gardening on the radio and writing my column in the Dallas Morning News and recommending that people use fish and seaweed and then add some molasses to the fish and seaweed and then add this and that, and back and forth dialogue with listeners and with farmers and gardeners and people. And the formula just kind of created itself. It just kind of fell out one day as being extremely effective. And people more and more would use it as their primary fertility program because it contains everything you need. I think you still, especially in the early stages of an organic program, need to use a dry granular fertilizer once a year at this time of the year, real early in the year, not while the snow's on the ground, as soon as it's gone, but like something like the Ladybug brand fertilizer, a really nice, high quality blend. I sometimes use dry molasses as that fertilizer, but then long term, this liquid mix really suffices for all the fertility that you need in most cases. And we've been talking this morning about interior plants, potted plants inside the house. Same thing would go for potted plants on the patio outside. And that's one of the nice things about this organic program, that you can use these products across the board. And they work great, and you don't build up problems like you do with synthetics. For example, if you use Miracle-Gro or Peters 20-20-20 or any of these soluble kinds of things, which people would think, well, that's just as good. No, it's not anywhere near just as good. And one of the reasons is that you will build up salts in the soil. You've seen it. If you've done it before, you'll see the white residue start to show on the soil surface or come through the clay pots or whatever. Well, with this mixture of fish, seaweed, sugar, and vinegar, that never happens. Soil just continues to get better and better and better. Your roots might grow so big that they jam up the pot, but you're not ever going to foul up the soil with this organic mixture situation. Well, back to the vinegar. We were at the seminar talking to various speakers, were talking about their recommendations for primarily agriculture kinds of things, larger scale, and they were talking about using compost tea and various versions of this Garrett juice idea. And like I said, everybody's got their own mixtures that they like or are comfortable with. And people, two or three of the guys were talking about adding amino acids or different kind of enzymes and hormones that would help the stimulation of biological activity and the release of nutrients and make some of the tied up things be let go and available to the plant better. And all of a sudden it just hit me upside the head that my own mixture of Garrett juice here, our own mixture, didn't have that problem. That's one reason it works so well. It releases things that are tied up in the soil as well as provide nutrients itself with its five ingredients. And it dawned on me finally that the vinegar might be the most important part of that. Vinegar functions as a stimulant and a release agent. It helps to complex or uncomplex things that are in the soil and tied up and just make things available. It also neutralizes any water or soil that's a little bit out of kilter as far as pH. We don't worry about pH very much in an organic program, and this is the reason why. We use something like this Garrett juice mixture, especially if it has vinegar in it, and it buffers and levels that pH situation out for us. We don't have to worry about putting in sulfur or iron or some of these other real strong minerals, trace minerals, that try to move pH around. We use the Garrett juice mixture, and voila, it just takes care of itself. You can use vinegar, and we learned this a long time ago. It's kind of how it ended up being in the Garrett juice mixture. We learned a long time ago that we could put it in the water when we watered plants at 1 tablespoon up to 1 ounce per gallon of water. Just vinegar and water as your watering program. It did a lot light fertilization and made the plants a darker, prettier color, got rid of insects and disease, and just worked very, very well. But if you use the entire thing that we call Garrett juice, it works even better than the vinegar by itself. Again, 1 cup of compost tea. You can use liquid humate or coffee, and then 1 as the compost tea or regular compost tea that you make, and then 1 ounce each of fish, seaweed, sugar, and vinegar goes into 1 gallon of water. Can't beat it for fertilizing and taking care of any plants that you grow. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Next hour coming up. If you don't get it, listen to dirtdoctor.com. It's streamed live right there for you.